in this one as Dwight Perry joins us now. And Dwight, I know this is a tough one to swallow. You're sitting pretty good at halftime with an 8-point lead. When did the tide start to turn in the second half, in your opinion, and why?
Yeah, I think the biggest reason the tide turned is I thought we deviated from the game plan and we stopped being aggressive and simple on offense, and we stopped being simple and disciplined on defense. And the reality is, this is a good team. We said it before the game. They're long, they're athletic, they can do a lot of things to disrupt you. But when we play to our strengths and we play our game, we're a really good team. And we showed that in pockets. Unfortunately, we didn't stay with it, and it was too many times where it was only pockets and not a long stretch, not a 40-minute game. And that's what you need to do in order to get a win on the road.
What was your message to the guys after in the locker room there?
Yeah, it was one that was quick and it was to the point. We have a team full of guys. They're great kids. They work really hard. But in order to achieve what we want to achieve, we have to do a better job of staying committed to the game plan for 40 minutes. Whether you're lacking confidence, whether you're trying to get it all for the team and your heart's in the right place, at the end of the day, the end result is the same. Deviating from the game plan is deviating from the game plan. And that's a lesson, unfortunately, we had to learn the hard way. But, you know, on the other side of that, as frustrating, as disappointing as every single person in that locker room was, and they should be, you know, the season is not over. At the end of the day, we're going to have to get better at areas on both sides of the basketball. And the reality is, whether we won or lost, that was going to be the case. But because we didn't win, guys are frustrated, guys are down. But at the end of the day, we don't have time to feel sorry for ourselves and drop our head. We got to stay the course. We got to stay tight, stay as a group, and keep working and keep trusting in one another.
Better to learn these lessons in November, isn't it?
100%.
When there's a lot of time left.
It's a long season. It's a frustrating loss, and it's a loss that we should have avoided 100%. And everyone in our program understands that. But at the end of the day, we still have a path to continue to get better and stay with it.
Dwight, we appreciate your time. Safe travels back. We'll see you Saturday in your hometown of Durham, North Carolina.
Thank you, Coach.